Rabbi Isai, we are Yud Zayim and Amud Aleph.
17A1.
17A1
Mishnah.
In the Mishnah, okay? B'tzolam ha sorisim ufoil ha mitzri shemona mehem mayim shleishim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Sterile onions and Egyptian beans, from which one withheld water 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, nis'asrin l'shi'ovar umutorim b'shvias. They are, if it's a question of not Shvius, if it's a year two or year three, it's year two. If it's a question of non-Shvius versus Shvius, it is non-Shvius. Okay, let's think about this for a second. First of all, B'tzolam Asrisim, it says here onions which produce no seed.
Although by definition, onions are a bulb. They don't have seeds.
I think they do. I've heard of it.
Rambam explains this to be a specific type of onion which does not sprout green leaves when kept in a moist place after being picked. Rashi explains them to be dwarf onions which do not attain the size of other onions. Okay?
Whatever.
But in any event, what we know about them is that usually, as we know, regular onions are what? They go basar lekita, right? They would be when you pick them. These particular ones are different. So,
how are they different?
How are they different? Because these onions are different because they are not watered before Rosh Hashanah. Now, of course, this could be true about everything, right? But let me just see this for a second. In footnote 9, he says, clarify, what grows of them will crush the seed heads in an early age and torn house. Because these sterile onions, okay?
Lukaten.
Yeah. The vegetables are considered to be the product of the year in which they are picked, only if they require constant watering. The Mishnah teaches, therefore, that if the water is withheld from sterile onions and Egyptian beans for 30 days leading up to Rosh Hashanah, they are henceforward treated as vegetables that do not require constant watering. Okay? And that's with regard to the onions. I mean, the reason I'm hesitating, and it looks like I didn't think this through well when I was preparing. I don't exactly understand why this rule is only for these two particular things. Would this rule not be true, Rip David, if you withheld watering from anything?
Everything else would die.
Because everything else would die, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. So maybe that's what it is. So these two things, of course, pull on mitzri, you say. We've been talking about pulling mitzvah forever, but...
Is it that they would die or they wouldn't continue growing?
They won't produce.
In other words, they won't produce all the way up till the next year if you keep on withholding water from them. Okay? Anything else? These two, however...
Mm-hmm. Well, the footnote says that that's not true.
Which footnote?
I don't know, in the Hebrew. He says that if you prevent from watering these type of onions... So then it turns into a type of zera, where if you prevent just any vegetable, it goes, I'll call da'at adam, not according to what he's doing.
Okay.
And then it's gonna be like regular vegetable. Preventing water from a regular vegetable doesn't change
The nature.
It's still a vegetable.
Right. Okay. Very good. Very good.
That's how he says it.
Very good. Very good. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so we have a clarkite. We have a clarkite in it. Excellent, because we're about to discuss in great depth. Okay. But Shapsi, what Dov said from that pirish is very important. We're about to see it in the Gemara. The question is, remember, we had this already for the last this week. We've been dealing with this the whole week. Pul HaMitzri is looked at two different ways. It's looked at as Zera, and it's looked at as yerek. Which one is it? Okay, we said that if it was in, if the intent was yerek, then it goes wasa lakita. If the intent is zera, it's l'she'avar. Says this Mishnah, let's forget the onions for a second. Says this Mishnah, if you have intent for pul ha-mitzri, for yerek, so it should be the next year, and you withhold water for 30 days, it's zera. It switches it over to zera. And we did have in those rules that we discussed, we did discuss according to the Murbius, remember, if you didn't water it. So this that is in the Mishnah as well. And
I don't understand. When you say zera, you mean seed?
I do mean seed. Pula mitzri, remember, it
but
could be.
It says here they don't form seed if you withhold the water.
That's not yet.
I thought that's both.
It does. It doesn't say anything about seeds. It says, pull. You're talking about the Bitzolim, Reb David. You meant the Reb Bitzolim? So the point is, Bitzolim is the same thing, and no other vegetable is like this. These are two examples of two vegetables which actually change their character and become. They go not basar lakita but basar hashrasha, basically, and you follow the year prior. The imlav, if you didn't do that, asur b'shvias masasim l'abba, l'shan abba. If not, then indeed they are asur on shvias, and they're misasur if it's year two or year three, you're misasur as year three. Okay? That's number one halacha. Number two halacha.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
The imlav, meaning they continued on the merry way.
They continue on their merry way, and you watered them. You watered them.
Okay.
It's no chiddush or pul ha-mitzri. We've stated this already. The chiddush was the reisha. Pul ha-mitzri, you know. If it's zarai l'yerek and you water them, it's misasa l'abba. We know this. But the betzolim, right, is the chiddush. That it depends on the watering cycle of the betzolim. Okay? So remember, we have these. That's the rule. With water, regular basar lakita, without water, l'sha'avar. So v'shalbal, this watering, the we said that the what changes it is not watering for 30 days. That is in a regular irrigated field. V'shalbal, if these two things are growing in a field that is irrigated from rainwater. A rainwater field, Shemana Mehem. That's Shemana Mehem Shtei Onos, which is more than two waterings, which is more than 30 days. So in order to change the character of the Bitzolim or the Pul HaMitzri in a Shtei Abal, you have to withhold more than 30 days. Divrei Rebbe Meir, Chamim Aimrim Shalosh, which is yet more than Rebbe Meir. Okay? And basically the idea there is that the Shtei Abal retains the moisture more, so it's considered like it has more water as if you're watering it up to the time, so you have to withhold more. Okay? And I'm really simplifying things. There's a variant box here. We can spend a lot of time on this. Because this is totally in a sugya in Bavli in Rosh Hashanah for the reason that Yerakas go basa lakita, and there is a machlekas tanoim. And the question is, between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosef Glili, the question is this Mishnah Rabbi Akiva, which most people say? Some people say no, it's the opposite. This Mishnah is Rabbi Yosef Glili. Okay? Mahu, the Gemara says, Mahu betzolan asarisin. What are these sterile onions? Ilim butzlaya kufraya loy avdan zera. These are village-grown onions that do not produce seed. Okay, so that's what Rav David was talking about, right? When you said they don't produce seed. But in any event, even though they don't produce seed, they are still busha avar. Okay.
They don't produce seed. They produce
little onions.
Themselves.
Yeah. They're sterile like a mule is sterile, meaning they don't, and I don't know how you...
Mules are pretty big.
Whatever, they don't produce the next generation. You don't grow, that's not the way you produce them. You have to crush the seeds, according to the footnote, in order to produce these things. But you cannot have these little miniature onions produce another crop of miniature onions. That's not the way it works. Okay? Weiter. Shemana mehem mayim shleishim yoyim, 30 days. Amar Abmana, Mikivon, Shemana mehem mayim shleishim yoyim lefnei Rosh Hashanah, na'asu kibal. If you withhold the 30 days, water for 30 days, then it switches it from the category of Yerakas into the category of Tavua and whatever, however you touch legumes, whether legumes or what?
Beans.
Grain and beans. Thank you, Tzvi. Okay? So it actually switches the category. That's what it is at Nasu Kesteya Baal. Look at the Pnei Maisha inside. It was very helpful to me. The Mekivin Shamanim and Mayim Shleisham Yayim Lefer Rosh Hashanah, you see this on the right side in the middle. Yatsu Mehem Etaris Yerakas. No longer Yerakas. V'nasu Kesteya Baal. They become like a Steya Baal, like the rain, rainwater field. Le'inya She'en Kigdele Mimei Gishamim B'shana She'avra. It's not like Yerakas that are watered up to the time of picking. Ela im hayu, what? It says it here.
It said
it in the footnote. It says it in both footnotes of Mishnayos. Baal means this is very good for Shapsi. He'll be interested in it. A field in which crops should grow on Friday was known as Thea Baal, literally a field with a husband. Since the rain being capable of generating quote unquote offspring from the ground was likened to its husband. The rain was the husband of the. The rain was the husband, right? Okay.
Oh, so that's what you say, like the rain comes down, it hits the ground like a chassin.
Chassin meets a kala. Yeah. The Gemara in the beginning of Titus also has all those.
Revia.
It's called Revia. It's called
Revia.
Yeah, absolutely. Revia. It's like, right? So this is important, okay? Thank you for that, Shapsi. But the point of the Pnei Maisha was that it switches. It takes it out of the Yera category and becomes, right? But he goes on to say, Elohim hein zeruim b'steya baal gufa, if it really had actually started b'steya baal, tzar shiyim mehem shtei oinus remei or shal shachamim, l'shiyo nechshavim kegalo b'shan shavra. That we learned in the Mishnah. So Ramana was making a point to make you understand what's happening. It's switching from Yerakas to something else, but he's not telling you that it is Mamish Kesteya Baal, or else the Mishnah doesn't make sense. That's what we learn. If it starts out in a regular irrigated soda, you have to withhold how much? 30 days. If it starts out in a Steya Baal for real, not Kesteya Baal, if it starts out in a Steya Baal for real, you need either 2 onos, which is more than 30, or 3 onos, which is even more than that. Okay, so that's the point, that the 30 days and not watering it makes it that you're not constantly watering it to be considered a yerek, to bring it up to lakita. Okay, right? The baal is the din of the steya baal, not watering it for 2 onos or 3 onos is actually scientifically, so to speak, like, as a matter of fact, how much water do you withhold so there's really no moisture, not enough moisture in the steya baal to hold it, to make it grow. Okay? And here's why it's important, because of the next piece of Gemara. So Rabbi Yoina Baye, so Rabbi Yoina asked the following kasha, Shaila, not a kasha, Mafreya, Mafreyo hu nasazera, when one withholds this, okay, to turn it from a yerek to a tvua, for 30 days. Is it mafreya from the time he began withholding it, or mikan ulabo, or prospectively, after the 30 days? Ma nafik mi beinehan, what is the nafkamina in this shaila? Lok apasai shleishim. Let's say while the person was withholding, during that 30-day period prior to Rosh Hashanah, he did a lakita, he harvested part of it, ula achar shleishim, and he also harvested another part after Rosh Hashanah, in Tamar lamafreyo.
After 30 days.
After the 30 days, but the 30 days is up to Rosh Hashanah, right? The 30 days is up to Rosh Hashanah. Okay. In Tema Lamafreyo Hu Nasa Zera, if you say it became a Tvua or Kitnius Lamafreya from the beginning of the 30 days, Ma'aser Mizel Zeh. So you could take Ma'aser from one collection on the other collection, because they are both considered tvua or kitnis, okay? In Tamar Mikano Labo, if you say that it's prospective only after a Maisa Bazelazah, it's not considered. You cannot take Maisa from one thing onto the other.
Because
one is tvua and one is Urakas.
Right.
The one before was Urakas, yeah. The one before Rosh Hashanah. The one after is tvua. You can't be ma'aser from. Remember, because they're different times. You can't be ma'aser from Urakas on tvua and vice versa. Okay, weiter. In the Mishnah, zok the Mishnah adin. Okay, this is really important. Halacha lemaisa, and I'm going to try to get into it, to try to do it as quickly as we can. Okay, the first thing you have to know. And he has a nice little agdama here. Okay? Oh, I'm sorry.
Where are you?
I'm sorry. I'm not there yet. Next, beginning of the Mishnah. Hadiluin, remember, diluin are
gourds
that are urakas. So they're basa lakita. They're generally they're considered for shmita purposes or for maisa purposes when you pick them. So Hadilu and Shekaim and Lazera, let's say a person kept them on the vine, kept these gourds. Sammy said they're squash, okay?
That's one type of
It's one kind of gourd. Okay, whatever gourd you're talking about, it was kept on the vine, okay? And it was ripe, and then it was just kept. Im hukshu lefnei Rosh Hashanah v'nifsu ma'aychel, if they are hardened before Rosh Hashanah, and they cannot, they are not fit for human consumption. Mutter lekayim b'shviyas. It is permissible to keep them in shviyas. And the reason is because they were dried out to the point of not being usable. So then they have they're not urakas anymore. Again, they're zera. And they're not growing anymore. They are sixth year produce. They're zera, that's sixth year produce. So you may keep them on Shvias.
You may keep them attached to the ground on Shvias, is that what it means?
Well, we're gonna get so you see there's a lot of footnotes here. I don't know if we can get into all this stuff. But remember
what is the mission giving
okay.
us permission
he, here's the deal. Okay, I'm gonna remind you of something we said either last night or two nights before, or maybe both nights, because we're going to be hearing about this a lot, okay? There's an iser spichin, which is allowing vegetables to grow during Shvias, even if they're not planted on Shvias, okay? The machlokes rishonim, Rambam and the Rash. The Rambam holds that if a person planted a vegetable erev Shvias and it continues to grow, the iser spichin still, right? Still remains. Okay? The Rosh says, no Isser Svichen. And whatever grows has a Kedusha Shvias. Okay? And again, remember, we pointed this out with the Gemaras before and the Mishnas before. One is going to read a little bit better than the other. According to the Rambam, this reads very, very beautifully. Mutter l'kayim b'shvias, even though there's Svichen, and you usually have to destroy Svichen if they were hardened and they were there, Erev Shvias, you still can be mekayim them. The imlav, however, if they were still fit for human consumption when shvius came in, also lekayimam b'shvius, just like any other svichin, you are not allowed to keep them. You have to destroy them. According to the Rosh, it's a struggle. It's the same thing we had before, the word mutter and usser. And you have to say, it doesn't mean in a sense like usser, it just means that they have a kedusha shvius. But it doesn't really sound so good. Usser lekayimam, like what does that mean? Okay, it's not
in the ground.
It's not so geschmack, and it may be referring to what Shapsu was asking. You may have to actually pull them out. Okay, but that's how that works. Now we're going to a completely different topic, which is very important. This is one I was going to give you a little agdama on watering on Shvius. Look at 15. The watering of crops during Shvius is never biblically forbidden, since it's not one of the four activities. Furthermore, since it's important for the field's crop, it's treated more leniently. Okay? So this is, our Mishnah is going to have a machlaikas about when watering, if watering, and when watering is permitted, and how watering is permitted, in a field that doesn't lose its moisture completely, a stabal, as we said, it's a rainwater field, so it always had a little bit of moisture. So these things, it's not absolutely parched, but it is shvius. So what can you do on shvius in terms of watering? So,
and you want to water it for the future? Why
are you watering? You are not allowed to water it. Great question. You are not allowed to water it for vegetables that are coming up now. If the vegetables came up before, and according to the, here's where the Rambam mess, it's hard. If according to the Rosh, we're talking about vegetables that came up in the sixth year and they're here now, you don't have to destroy them. They're fine. And you could be mekayim them, so you're allowed to water them. And you're certainly not allowed to water shvius vegetables, but you can water vegetables that are going to not be ripe until the eighth year. So you can water those vegetables also. But you're not allowed to water the vegetables in the middle. Okay? So let's see how, so the Rambam is gonna have a different taisha, so he's not gonna be bothered of it. And it's very important, la halacha. We passing like the Rambam la halacha. Miravtsin afar lavan, one may water white soil, which the Rosh and the other Mefarshim say is a stapal, divrei Reb Shimon. And Reb Shimon says, Merapsin is not regular water. Merapsin means sprinkle. What?
Stay loving.
Yeah, it's the opposite. I said the wrong thing. It's not a water field. It's a stay loving, right. We're talking about a stay loving. A stapal may not be able to be watered at all, because it may not need it. Stealoven, which does need it, it says here, may be watered. Now, it doesn't use the regular word for watered. It says merapsin, which is sprinkled. It sounds like there's a certain shinoi. Okay? So, if you look at 17... No, this is just the way the Chachamim wanted you to water. This is the eifin in which you are allowed to water. Okay? And it's a stay aloven. That is the way the Marafulda and so on, many, many of Yishayim learn. The Rambam, this is geschmack, you're going to love this. The Rambam says, what's going on, offer aloven? What is this? It's not stay aloven. Offer aloven is an orchard with less than 10 trees per basaw. Remember, if there is an orchard with 10 trees per basaw, You could water the whole thing. Let's say it had 8 trees in a basaw. What can you do then? You can certainly water around each tree to be mekayim each tree on Shavuos. But what do you do with the rest of the basaw? Comes Reb Shimon according to the Rambam and says no. You're allowed to water ayidei shinui the rest of that basaw with less than 8 trees. Okay, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Iser says no. You can't do it. You're not allowed to do it. Okay?
And that's called Sadeh Lovin because...
It's called, it's a regular tefillah field, as Dov said. It's a tefillah field, right? And he says here, the reason's forbidden, because it will grow and also be picked during Shvias. It's apparently such produce, because it's a svichim problem. And Reb Shimon is not concerned with svichim, okay? Mesarsin, memarsin ba'aras b'shvias, you may flood a rice paddy and then stir the mud around. According to Dr. Felix, it was for the purposes of making sure that the irrigation or whatever irrigation didn't get stopped up, so you had to stir it. You're allowed to do that on Shvias. Divrei Rabbi Shimon, Avoy Mechaskim, but you can't trim the rice plants, or it's referring to, let's say, a part of the plant that's not edible, but looks like it's edible. So it's like a Maris Ayin thing. Okay, that you are allowed to do. And again, we're going to get to that. It's the same analysis as we had before. Which rice are you talking about? Are you talking about the rice before, after, and so on? So this, you know, this becomes like a really, it's a really important Mishnah. And I don't have time to go through all this, but if you look at the Yad Avraham Mishnayos, he has practical applications from this Mishnah on Shvias, according to the Chazon Ish. And basically, we passing like the Rambam, and all the orchards are concentrated enough. They do have 10 trees per basaw. So you basically are a lot of, you may water around, only around each tree, and intervening earth may be sprinkled. Okay?
Can I ask a question? Yesterday and today we touched up Svichim.